So question, normally when we are eager for initiation, we are told that real initiation is in the heart, and even if you get initiation gradually, that is okay till the spiritual master gives the initiation. But then in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's life, it is said that it is said in the Abhay Charan that he approached Bhaktivinoda Thakur and said that although I studied scripture, the understanding has not dawned in my heart. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you have to take shelter of a spiritual master, and then he takes shelter of a guru. So how essential is initiation by a spiritual master? See, the essence of initiation is not the ritual of initiation. Initiation is the divyam jnanam yato dadyat kuryat papasya samshayam. Rupa Goswami, the Goswami is defined this as when knowledge awakens in the heart, divyam jnanam yato dadyat kuryat papasya samshayam, and the result of that is that sins go away. That is the essence of initiation, the transfer of spiritual knowledge by which the sinful activities, they all disappear. So now how can this happen? This can happen in multiple ways, in the sense that the ritual of initiation, essentially it happens when you commit ourselves to the practice of the process of bhakti. And that process centers on committing ourselves to practice. So to the extent we are practicing the process of bhakti diligently, as per the instruction of the spiritual master, to that extent we are connected through initiation. Now the formal ritual of the initiation is meant to formalize our commitment to the process. So initiation, it is not that the whole process of bhakti is just dependent on initiation. That means if you are not initiated, then what you are doing is all useless. No. What if somebody has practiced diligently for many, many years, and just before initiation they meet with the accident and they pass away? Is it that all their practice is useless? No. Krishna, see, Krishna is not a god who makes himself unnecessarily unavailable to people. Krishna is actually compassionate. He wants to make himself accessible. And the most effective way we can access him is by connecting with those who are accessing him already. So that is why the process of initiation should be seen more as the process of connection through commitment. So now, the commitment, if it is there, then the connection is already there. But in the initiation, the ritual of initiation at that time, the formal sacrifice and the taking of the vows, that time there is a serious formalization of the commitment. And formalization is important. Just like sometimes some students can study a subject outside a university also. But if they're serious students, they want to study, they want to get a proper degree, naturally they will go to the university. And if they have not studied in the university, if they are not registered in the university, in one perspective you can say that they are not progressing towards the degree. They have to register in the university, then they will get the degree. But from another perspective, when you consider learning, all the study that they have done before the register for the university, all the study is going to help them eventually. So we should always be eager for initiation. There is no doubt about that. At the same time, when we are seeking initiation, we should know that the essence of initiation is the commitment. So if getting initiation is taking time, and then we think that okay, maybe, you know, I'll go somewhere else where I can get initiation quickly, well, that's fine if that's where we are inspired. But the important thing is that wherever we take initiation from, or whichever spiritual master we take initiation from, it's not just the act of initiation that is going to lead to that is not going to bring about transformation. It is the commitment to the practice of the process that is going to bring about a transformation. And if we are inspired by a particular spiritual master, then that inspiration is very important for increasing the commitment. And if somebody just for the sake of getting initiation seeks initiation from someone who gives initiation quickly, but relatively quickly, but then they don't feel very inspired by that spiritual master, then they will not become committed. So that's why the focus should primarily be on looking at commitment. And whatever we take initiation, not just because a particular spiritual master has many disciples, not just because all the devotees whom I know, they are initiated from that spiritual master, not just because that spiritual master is the one who is comes there most of the time. All these can be contributing factors. It is not just because that spiritual master sings very nicely or dances very nicely, or it is not because that spiritual master has opened so many temples. All these things can be contributors in our decision. But the main thing is, all these should inspire us to surrender more to Krishna and to practice bhakti with more commitment. And whichever spiritual master inspires us to do that, that is the spiritual master we should take initiation from. And when it is said that knowledge awakens at the time of initiation, it is not that, see, in the case of Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Thakur, there is something specific that was happening. That was that it is not that he was not having knowledge before. He was already very knowledgeable. He had learned from his father. He had learned by study of Shastra. At the same time, he needed an example for the internalizing the mood of bhakti. He needed an example other than that of his father, because with his father he had also had a bodily relationship, and that's why his father said, I cannot initiate you, but you have to take initiation. And he was already at a very advanced level, and became even more advanced. So when eventually he met Gaur Vishwadas Babaji, he said he felt that here he's seen a person who is an embodiment of renunciation, and he felt immensely inspired by that, and he devoted himself totally to the practice of bhakti under him. So again, in this case, it was especially he was already very learned, but the simplicity, the humility, the renunciation, all that characterized Gaur Vishwadas Babaji, all that he learned from him, and thus the knowledge that he had intellectually assimilated, that entered deeper into his heart. It was there in his heart earlier also, but it entered much deeper into his heart by his practice of bhakti as a disciple of his spiritual master Gaur Vishwadas Babaji. So initiation is important, and its importance is not just in getting the ritual done. Its importance is more in the formalization of the commitment that we are making. So we shouldn't think that spiritual life is like a race where initiation is like a starting point, or initiation is some landmark that I have to cross. So yes, it's a landmark that we have to cross, but ultimately to run the marathon, we have to have momentum, we have to have stamina, we have to have exercise. And if we are doing that exercise, we are building the stamina, if we have developed a momentum, then initiation is just an important landmark. It's a landmark, it's an important landmark, but it's still a landmark. So just because somebody has crossed the initiation landmark before me, that does not mean that they are more advanced than me. I should not think that I am more advanced than anyone. But we shouldn't just simply think that initiation itself is the definer of one's spiritual advancement or spiritual status. It is the process of, it is the commitment to the process of bhakti that is the definer of our spiritual growth. So we should focus on committing ourselves, and we see initiation as a formalization of that commitment.